actually make your time to look
closer. Yeah, I knew off the bat. I was just excited. Wanted to look at the dugout. Everyone's hyped up, so.
Can you describe the motions you've kind of been through the last couple of weeks? I mean, everybody in this game scuffles at one point or another. What's it been like for you?
Scuffling, but at the same time, I'm not the type to just throw my stuff and, you know, quit. Gonna keep putting in work. I've been putting in good work in the cage, and just hadn't translated yet. And you know, tonight I was able to get a good pitch down the middle and put a good swing on it.
Nolan, when you think about the way you guys won this game and how you and Paul and Lars came through three big pieces in this lineup, how does that motivate or charge your lineup going forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all feel the same way in here. Anybody up in any of those situations, we're behind their back 100%, and we have full confidence in anybody that's up in those situations. So I think just as a team, we've got really good players, obviously, and just we're able to compete and battle every single pitch.
You mentioned wanting to look into the dugout. What is it like to see that kind of reaction from your teammates?
I mean, it's special, but it's just exciting. It fires you up. It makes you want to round the bases quick and get to them to celebrate.
You didn't do a bad flip. You did a bad spike. Was that letting out some frustration there?
No, I don't know what I did. That was all excitement.
Well, what was going through your mind when you were stepping up to the plate at that point there? I mean, you hadn't had any bad all night either.
That I was going to do damage. I was going to go up there and look for a good pitch to hit and put a good swing on it and let my ability take over.
Nolan, it seems like a lot of times when guys are working through something, the game has a tendency to find them, right? A spot's going to find you, the game's going to look at you. How important is it to want those spots when you're working through it and to want to be up and to have that game on you?
Yeah, you need it. I think it builds confidence. It, you know, just self-talk is huge. So when you've got positive self-talk the entire time and don't let negative thoughts come into your head, it's really powerful. So it's kind of what you got to do in those situations.
Well, I said it didn't line up because you came to camp as ready as anybody. You put in so much work in the offseason. How have you tried to, you know, remind yourself that you had to stay with it?
I mean, it's a reminder every day, no matter what's going on. But there's just, like I said, you have to fill yourself with positive thoughts no matter what's going on. It's tough, but I mean, they say fake it till you make it, so that's pretty much what you got to do in this game.
How do you handle stuff like that? Do you go home, is it sleepless nights, or do you forget about it as soon as you leave the ballpark, or how do you process it?
I don't forget about it. I just try to learn and learn from what I was doing, and try to figure out a way to get better as quick as possible.